I see the light deal. The light deal?
Yeah, the phone's ringing.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Phone call's coming in here, Andy.
Hello, K-Rock, you're on the air.
Yes, may I speak to Stan, please?
Speaking.
Stan, how are you, my man?
Bob?
Yeah, Bullet Bob Bandy, we got a Columbus Day feature we're going to do.
Columbus Day feature. Nobody told me about a Columbus Day feature.
Look, pal, you're on the list. I've got the phone calls to make right down the line of the Beasley family here, and you're on the list for the Columbus Day package. Something they want to do to spice up the holiday broadcast.
Okay, whatever. I can use something right now anyway. Go ahead, do your report.
Okay, Bob Bandy, Columbus Day feature coming your way in 3, 2, 1. Hello again, everyone. Bullet Bob Bandy here on the Beasley Broadcasting System. It is Columbus Day, and we are celebrating at the historic point of Columbus's landing in the New World. We are actually in the Three Ships Restaurant and Lounge, part of the New World Restaurant and Hotel and Casino Complex here in Loudoun, Massachusetts. We're told that we are within miles of where Columbus actually made his first landing in the New World here in America.
What?
You may remember that Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492.
Yes.
Columbus leading a small expeditionary force led by Lord Cornwallis of the Massachusetts Bay Company, which, as a matter of fact, became the first permanent colony in North America. And more importantly, what I'd like to tell you is some of the festivities going on here. It's a very festive atmosphere here at the Three Ships Bar and Grill, part of the New World Resort and Casino. It's owned by the Pisquot Indians, who actually were the first ones to break bread with Columbus, Cornwallis, and the British, and that is the basis of what we call Thanksgiving.
That's not true.
Pardon me, Stan?
That is not true.
It is absolutely true, Stan. It's somewhat convoluted. A lot of people believe that Thanksgiving is, in fact, in November, a little over a month from now.
We're talking about pilgrims.
That was actually a different Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, if you'll check your events calendar, you'll see that the Canadians do, in fact, celebrate Thanksgiving today on what we call Columbus Day, which is when Cornwallis and the Pisquot Indians initially made the land deal that was what the Massachusetts Bay Company came a hold of. But I wanted to let you know some of the festivities to give you a flavor of what's going on here. A mere moments from Plymouth Rock, where Columbus, of course, landed with Cornwallis and that expeditionary force in 1492. And they have people dressed up as pilgrims. The Indians have actually put on some traditional garb. They have the cornucopia. And, of course, what would a holiday be without drink specials? The drink specials today are the Nina, the Pinta, and the Sangria. Now, let me tell you what this is, because they are all three fantastic. The Nina consists of Captain Morgan's Parrot Bay liqueur mixed with Coca-Cola. And then the second, Nina, the Pinta, is actually Malibu coconut spice rum with Coca-Cola. And then the Sangria, of course, speaks for itself. Joey Consigliori is here with me, and he has put this celebration together here with the Three Ships Bar and Grill here, part of the New World Resort in Loudoun, Massachusetts, just moments away from Plymouth Rock, and I know he'd be thrilled to speak to you.
No, I don't want to talk to him.
Well, he'd be thrilled to speak to you, Stan, and I probably should tell you at this point that it is part of our agreement here between Beasley Corporate and the New World Resort that he does receive some airtime.
Hold it. Before you put him on, this is ridiculous. You're thinking of the pilgrims. The pilgrims Columbus landed down like in Central America.
It's something that's confusing to a lot of people.
No.
What we're celebrating today is when Columbus landed with that expeditionary force led by Lord Cornwallis.
Who, of course,
later crossed the Delaware
shortly after
Washington did, and, of course, set Paul Revere on the ride and set in motion the chain of events that would make our great nation what it is today.
What are you talking about?
I have with me Joey Consigliori, who is the manager here for the New World Casino, and as I said, we're contractually obligated to have him on for at least a few minutes.
Put him on!
If you want to be a team player, hold on.
Team player?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Joe Consigliori.
Yeah.
And I run the restaurant and the complex here at the casino.
Yeah.
And may I say it's been wonderful having your reporter here, and we got people dressed up like pilgrims, and we got drink specials galore. We got the Nina, the Pinta, and
Tony.
The Sangria. Now, what the Nina is that's the Parrot Bay and the Coca-Cola, and then the Pinta is the Malibu and Coca-Cola, and the Sangria is bunch of sangria.
You already
said
that.
And we do it on the honor system. We bring you a bottle of sangria. You tell us what you drank. It's no big whoop, you know. And we're serving a big buffet, and we've got turkey legs like the King of England ate just for Columbus Day.
There is no...
It's like big turkey legs in cranberry sauce. And then later we're going to have the pilgrims and the Indians shoot blanks at each other in the parking lot.
There has nothing to do with pilgrims.
The children love it a lot, and there's a dunk tank as well.
Put Bob back on.
Okay, God bless.
Well, for what?
Stan,
Bob.
As you can hear, it is just it's wonderful. I know that there's local television and CNN is here covering the event, and many colleagues. Good to see good friends, and so nice to be talking to you on to mark a happy occasion rather than a tragedy, which is my bread and butter, as you well know.
Hey, can we stop your report for just a second? Columbus and the Pilgrims, two different things.
No, it's not two different things. If you'll refer to your calendar, it is, in fact, Thanksgiving Day in Canada and Columbus Day here in the United States.
That has nothing to do with the Pilgrims. And the Pilgrims came over on the Mayflower, not the Nina, the Pinta, and, as you're calling it, the Sangria.
Well, that is correct, Stan. The Pilgrims actually came much earlier than Columbus did.
They did not!
But what Columbus did was he brought the expeditionary force with Lord Cornwallis that actually evolved into the tyranny that the colonists rebelled against
about?
There in the New World Order.
There were no colonies when Columbus came and discovered America. He didn't even land in North America.
That's correct, Stan. Right here in Loudoun, Massachusetts, just moments away, is Plymouth Rock, where Columbus actually landed with that expeditionary force with Lord Cornwallis. And, of course, and then from there on, of course, Cornwallis had a dalliance with Betsy Ross that produced
what
the American flag.
What are you talking about?
It is just a wonderful day and a festive atmosphere.
Festive.
And that's going to conclude our report here today.
You're
from
at a
the Three Ships Bar and Grill, part of the New World Hotel and Casino, owned by the Pisquot Indians.
You're at a
here
casino.
In Loudoun, Massachusetts. It is Indian-owned, and isn't it amazing how the red man fights back? Because I will tell you, I have been one hell of a loser at the blackjack tables, but good hospitality and good fun nonetheless.
Are you done?
This is the broadcasting system.
I got to get with somebody within the Beasley organization. You are not coming back on this show. You're not.
How's that?
It's terrible. You're not talking about anything today.
You got something you can use here? You got it in the can? I can give you more if you need it. I've got more actualities. I might be able to get an Indian over here.
No, I don't want any more.
You want an Indian?
About an Indian? Does anybody know what
What about a blackjack dealer? I could get him up.
I don't want a blackjack dealer. Goodbye.
I'm telling you, some of the women they have here, Stan.
I bet you.
Good Lord.
All right.
Oh, man.
Get back,
you know, sometimes I forget I'm a married man.
Get back to having a good time, huh?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
All right,
there's something else where they put on those Pocahontas costumes. I'd like to Pocahontas, you know what I mean? Hey, you sure you got something you can use here?
Yeah, sure, we got something.
Okay, you're rolling tape, right?
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Good evening. I'm Ed Murrow, and this is something rather different. Serving all the peoples of the 50 states that are this land. The price you will pay now is the time you will invest to listen and to see. I am assured it will not be dull. You will find humor here and entertainment, and you will also find news. If they occasionally bring laughter to your lips, I trust they will on occasion bring a tear to your eye. Impressions and enlightenment as varied and as vital as is all the activity of humanity. This, then, is the new dimension. This is where lies the unexplored future of this medium. We broadcast radio. If it does not spring full-grown to life, as did the mythical Athena from the head of Zeus, it is at least born with the excitement of the creative, the promise of the new found, the challenge of the untried. If newness be its vice, then boldness be its virtue. Humor, I am told, has a place, and this is the result.
Sure have a wonderful time. live in Southwest Florida. Sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as an Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. So damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon.
Crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, 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 everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday edition of the broadcast.
Or as you like to call it,
Tuesday Eve.
Do we we have anything to worry about with this storm?
No. I was watching the weather. The panhandle does.
Yeah, it looks like Panama City is the bullseye.
Here's a classic, look at the track, classic button hook style that swings right around.
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't have said that word.
We should be fine.
Because you remember when Charlie was going to bypass
it. I know, that's what I'm saying. With this turn that it's got to make, it's gonna affect Florida. And they say it's going to hit like at a 2.
You know, the hurricanes really are amazing things when you... Because by the time they get to this point where we're thinking about where it's going to hit, they just become the boogeyman.
Yep.
But at one point, it's just some wind... over the water, and I saw it today.
The boogeyman?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw what it looks like while it's thinking about, do I want to be a hurricane or no?
And it's being fed with that warm water.
And I imagine if I saw it, other people have seen it today, where for the most part, it's still. And there was one point where it the winds whipped up to maybe 30, 35 miles an hour for about a minute, and it was not just raining sideways, it was raining in a circular pattern.
Well, that's just a little dust devil.
Yeah, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
But that's how it thinks about it. And if it can get enough miles of that, then it'll all hoover up and become a hurricane.
I was, physical sciences were my favorite in school. I'm no meteorologist, but this should be okay. We should be fine.
Yeah, I think we could call ourselves forecasters.
Oh, anybody can. Junior, you, me, Dave, forecasters.
Maybe we'll start calling him our forecaster.
Yep, you can use that term. There's nothing wrong about it.
Yeah, because it doesn't mean anything.
I gotta tell you.
It just means you're guessing at the weather.
Where do I say, Haney, where do I say, for years now, the two worst places in the state of Florida? Here is one for all the wrong reasons. And the other part of the state is where?
Well, it's almost directly across from us. Your Port St. Lucie, your Fort Pierce.
Precisely. Now, I know, and I say this for our German friends in Cape Coral who are getting ready soon for the German Fest in Cape Coral. Dateline Port St. Lucie. I saw this, and it could only happen, A, in Florida, and B, in Port St. Lucie. It's the only way it can happen, and I'm giving a heads up to our friends in Cape Coral. Don't make this mistake.
And you got to keep in mind that it's a fairly large area. I think the northern border would be Sebastian, Florida, and then into Palm Beach County.
Yes, it's a horrible part of the state. Horrible. The worst of the worst live there. The dumbest of the dumb. Second only to here. Dateline, and again, please do not do this. And I know that our people in Cape Coral, so much smarter. It can only happen here. Dateline Port St. Lucie. The Port St. Lucie Oktoberfest turned out to be an unexpected experience for Andre Litzbach, age 42. He was visiting from Frankfurt, Germany. He's going, oh, St. Lucie Oktoberfest.
Oh, Oktoberfest, home.
Like home.
Boom, papa.
He was visiting from Frankfurt. He said that when he got to the Oktoberfest, it was decorated with an old East German flag that was hung upside down. And to make matters worse, Saturday's event started off with the wrong national anthem being played. They played the German national anthem all right. The Nazi German national anthem.
Like they used to play at the Reichstag.
Yes, yes. Here. Quote, I was totally disappointed and confused when I was hearing my German national anthem at the Port St. Lucie Oktoberfest because they played the old German national anthem from the Nazis instead of the real and actual German anthem.
It'd be like us
going
to Germany for the 4th of July and them playing Dixie as the national anthem.
Yes. According to the Port St. Lucie Parks and Recreation Department Director, Sherman Conrad, it was an honest mistake.
Uh-huh. Which one? Which mistake?
Yeah, the upside-down East German flag or the
Nazi
national anthem.
They had the commies and the Nazis represented there.
Here's how they explained what happened. It's an honest mistake, fellas. A musician was asked to play both the American and German anthems by the German-American Club president, Gebhard Saup, S-A-U-P.
Mm-hmm.
The musician agreed and downloaded the German anthem on his phone. That musician did not know that there are different versions of the German anthem. He did not realize he was playing the Nazi version because both versions have the same tempo.
Yeah, Papa.
Same tempo, beat, and similar wording.
Oh, he sang it?
Several festival goers were singing along
with the Nazi anthem
at the Port St. Lucie Civic Center. The city staff members at the festival also were unaware of the differences. Conrad said the agreement between the city and the German-American club is that the club is responsible for the traditional ceremonial parts of the event. The city would like to apologize if anyone was offended by the piece of music that was played on Saturday. What the hell?
Guys, it can only happen
in St. Lucie.
Let's see if we do any better.
Now, is this the real version?
I don't know. It says Deutsch National Hymn.
Yep, now.
So was it the music or was he singing,
all I know is it says in the story is that several of the Oktoberfest patrons were singing along. Jeez. St. Lucie. Port St. Lucie. I thought it's supposed to be an oompa.
I don't know. I'm just trying different versions here, and they seem to be pretty consistent.
How could it be the first one you download on your phone is the Nazi one?
Here's the West Germany national anthem.
Well, there's no more West Germany. It's just Germany. That one sounds the same as the other one. Heads up, Cape Coral.
I don't know what the difference would be.
Words, I think. They say it's the same tempo, the same beat, same. It's the words. Evidently, somebody was singing the words.
It seems similar to me.
Similar, but not exact. Or there wouldn't be this whole uproar with the East German flag hung upside down and the Nazi anthem.
It seems to happen a lot. That there's some confusion.
Well, because they're from another land. We concentrate on our anthem.
Here's a story here. The United States Tennis Association has apologized to the Germans for playing the Nazi national anthem.
What the hell is going on? All right.
Anybody can make the mistake.
Yep. Whoops-a-daisy. We'll be back.
I mean, you hear the word Führer in there. That's a red flag.
Yes. Stan and Haney.
You know, radio is a crazy business, and 96K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question. Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Monday afternoon. You guys are just about done with your day. Last few hours, we're just kicking off. Going to be bringing back a chance for you to win with a game we haven't played in a while, and it's the easiest game we have here on the Stan and Haney Show. Reverse Name That Tune. We've got...
It sounds like it would be hard.
It's really not. Got five rock and roll, very well-known tunes. We're going to play a segment of the song in reverse. Your job is to identify the artist and the song. Later on, 4 o'clock, we'll have the safe word, chance for a thou. We'll also go into the Wayback Machine a little bit later on today. So we got you all set up. And great prizes this week. Florida International Air Show, Hollow Scream, Shinedown tickets. The WWE coming back to Hertz Arena.
Oh, hell yeah.
The Redneck Mud Park. We got the 10th anniversary Fall Classic. And, of course, still some more spots to join Zito this Friday on the Key West Express down to Key West as he goes to Papa Pilar's Rum Distillery and doing his show down there. You can join him.
Good for him. Now, Stan, you know, the show has many roles. We like to make people laugh. We like to make people think. But,
and cry. And cry.
In conjunction with the Wu-Tang Clan, we also teach the children.
Yes. Yes, we do.
And, you know, we have our own junior here. And, and we attempt to educate him because he's at an unfortunate age to be a man.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Junior, do you mind sharing about your tweet and the result this weekend?
What did you tweet?
Well, it wasn't a tweet.
Whatever.
Like, a post?
Social media.
Someone shared some like comment or some article about Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I'm a liberal, but I think he's very qualified. So I put a comment that said, you know, I think he's more qualified than, you know, most others. I was like, why not? And then
the hate came in.
Yeah, the hate came in. I got some dirty messages.
Did you see about what's-his-name, the
astronaut?
That's
where I'm going with it.
He's damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
Now, there's Junior's experience. Scott Kelly, astronaut, American hero.
Yep.
He put out a statement on social media, and I will tell you exactly what that statement is. One of the greatest leaders of modern times, Sir Winston Churchill, said, "In victory, magnanimity. I guess those days are over." I don't see much controversial about that.
There shouldn't be anything controversial.
Seems pretty well thought out and very mild. He was attacked.
Yeah, because Churchill's a bad man, according to the left.
Genocide, mass murderer. And my respect for Scott Kelly has really gone way, way down because he apologized for quoting Winston Churchill.
Needs to do more research.
No, you don't.
But did you see what happened after that? He apologized. See, this is where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. There's nothing wrong about quoting Winston Churchill. The man was great.
Great American.
Yeah. And so he apologizes.
We get to claim him. He was born here.
Yes, he was. He apologizes for his quote of Churchill breaking to the left. As soon as he apologized, he got heat from the right saying, "Hold on a second. This is a man that saved us from Hitler and total devastation during World War II. How dare you go and apologize about a great man?" And so he was getting it from both sides, just quoting Winston Churchill.
You know
what the hell?
You know who won the whole thing?
Who?
Believe it or not, Piers Morgan.
He sometimes has a good thought.
Here was his statement, and in my mind, the definitive statement by all that participated. "A top astronaut and a fine, decent man bullied by the howling lunatic Twitter mob into attacking Churchill. The world's gone nuts."
Yep. Well, I'll prove more of it here momentarily.
I cannot believe that.
Yeah. Oh, nothing's safe. At the top of the hour.
And it would be another one if they were just trolling him, but they mean it. They mean it. They think that Churchill's the devil.
At the top of the hour, I have a story for you about a monument that is being forced to be taken down, and it has nothing to do with the Confederacy, yet people of this community find it offensive. And the courts agreed it needs to be taken down. Your head will spin. That's coming up in a little bit. Wheel of Fortune. Everybody got a good laugh when little sweetheart tried to name the puzzle and just was reverting back to some of her fun things.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and gold shower.
Sorry. Janet, your turn.
I'd like to solve.
Okay.
Bridal and cold shower.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Sorry, sweetheart.
I'm so happy your junior's too young to know what
is. Yeah. You know what? He's very impressionable.
Yep.
This is another good one.
There's a woman in Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Parul Patel.
Ah, good old Jacksonville name.
And she has a convenience store, and it's right next door to two labs that do blood and urine work. And she has had it. She is now banning people from coming into her store, going up to the microwave, and warming up urine.
We've heard this story before.
We got sick and tired of people bringing in their urine containers. They're just random people walking. And when we try to stop these kind of people, they become so aggressive with us. She started cussing at me. And she said, well, where is the sign that says you can't use this for this kind of purpose? And that gave me an idea. I said, you know what? If that's what you're asking me, then I'll put the sign saying this is only for food use and not to use for your urine or anything else.
Simple enough.
Doesn't that destroy the sample?
I don't know what the deal is. They're trying to make like it's, you know, fresh, clean urine.
Yeah, but you would think if the
microwave,
if the molecules and all that are scrambled, it would destroy the sample. Like when they went to look at it, they go, well, this is all messed up.
Happened on late Saturday. They still wouldn't shut up, but it was a great day for the Supreme Court.
Is there a sufficient second?
Order.
The sergeant at arms will restore order in the gallery.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
On this vote, the ayes are 50, the nays are 48. The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
And God bless you, Mr. Vice President, the man who insists on taking the front door out.
Yep. Now, let me just, and I just want to say this, and then just move on to the next cut. We got the Conor McGregor stuff. What the left...
By the way, you have to say the notorious before his
the name. Notorious Conor McGregor. What has happened here with this whole thing at the Capitol? You're going to find that the public's ability to
it's over. It's over.
Is ending.
Over. It's all over.
A lot of people don't understand this. Back in before the turn of the 20th century, you, Haney and I, Junior, anybody, could walk up to the White House, knock on the door, and go in.
Because
and ask people, to see the president.
People were civilized.
It was the people's house.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't do that. Then you can't even go down Pennsylvania Avenue anymore because it's all barricaded. Now, your last, one of your few things to see our government at work, because you wanted to go at all means necessary, you're not going to probably be able to do that anymore.
Because of people who were paid by Soros and the Democrats to go in there and scream, we can't have it now.
You've lost it.
Because it's now, it truly is, it's a security issue, and you had crazy people there.
Yeah, nuts. Nuts.
And,
being compensated.
And thank God we got through all this without somebody being harmed.
Yep.
But that's what happens.
Habib. Beat Conor McGregor Saturday night in what was hyped as the biggest UFC match ever.
Well, this is the guy that, remember when McGregor got in trouble for attacking the bus?
Yep.
And I think McGregor was frowned upon because Habe is a Sunni Muslim from Dagestan. And McGregor was pimping his whiskey and offered him some, which offended the Muslim.
Well, it ended up with a bonus fight afterwards. After Habib won by submission in the fourth round, he jumped the fence and attacked McGregor's team. It was a full free-for-all.
And then his team attacked McGregor when he'd just gone for a round.
Let me tell you something. That's assault, and there are going to be a lot of lawsuits.
Here. Well, there's the choke.
He's got it. It's under the neck.
There it is.
Nope, it's on the chin.
There's the tap. Still undisputed. Khabib Nurmagomedov has finished Conor McGregor tonight.
Look at him. Look at him screaming at the corner. He's screaming at Dylan Danis, Conor McGregor's jiu-jitsu coach. Look at him. Oh,
and
no,
now Khabib jumps the fence.
No.
Whoa!
No.
He's going right at Dylan Danis. Mayhem! Oh, no. Total chaos here. It looks like UFC security has corralled Khabib Nurmagomedov. Well, Khabib wasn't kidding when he said no handshake after the fight. And now one of Nurmagomedov's teammates throws a right hand.
Well, the crowd getting the money worth tonight.
Yeah. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Now
you said, you know, with all of that going on, you don't do that. That's against the law. The Las Vegas sheriffs arrested two of them.
Yes.
And McGregor said, I don't want to press charges.
But some other people might want to press charges. And that's why Habib quickly said he's sorry. I'm sorry.
I want to say sorry to Athletic Commission. Nevada,
sorry
to Vegas. I know this is not my best side. You know, this is not my best side. You know, I'm human being, and I don't understand how people can talk about I jump on the cage. You know, what about he talk about my religion? He talk about my country.
Yeah.
He talk about my father.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He come to Brooklyn and he broke bus. He almost killed a couple people. What about this? Why people talk about I jump over the cage?
You did.
Why people still talk about this?
Because you
like,
did.
I don't understand.
Well, you're not smart.
You know, one of the prelims, Derek Lewis told it like it was in the interview. He finished his fight and he took off his shorts, his trunks.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
You know what? We need to stop being amazed. These people aren't there because they want a Mensa debate.
Nope.
They're there because they can hurt people.
Yes.
Derek, why'd you take your shorts off? Well, it's a political statement, you know, based on the fact of right and left and the fact that this kind of... No, my balls is hot.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
I like eggs.
Yeah. This is a pretty cool thing. I'm going to wrap up the grab bag with this. The Graham Norton Show, that's the talk show over in Great Britain, had Jamie Lee Curtis on as a guest. Of course, the new Halloween movie's coming out.
Yeah, well, it's her time of year.
Yep. And she started talking about how Elon Musk is a big fan of Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap. She, of course, is married to Christopher Guest.
Mm-hmm.
So she...
Nigel Tufnel.
Yep. So here, talking about the relationship between Elon Musk and Spinal Tap.
Can I tell you something about 11?
Yeah.
So my husband is Christopher Guest, who was in This Is Spinal Tap. And he's Nigel. Yeah. And Nigel's amp goes to 11. And he would be so mortified that I just, like, did a bad Cockney accent when he is so good at it. But I drive a Tesla, and the air conditioning goes to 11. And the volume control in the audio goes to 11. And it's because Elon Musk was a big fan of Spinal Tap.
Well, it's one
and
louder.
So in a Tesla, the 11. Air and the heat go to 11.
How funny is that?
So
good,
that
trivia.
Good trivia.
Yeah.
It just makes sense. One louder.
Yep.
One cooler.
When we come back, we'll open up the phones. Love to hear from you. How was your weekend? Chance to maybe pick up a prize. And I will tell you about this story that will make your head spin because the left does not know how to give up. About stuff that should be untouchable. Should be untouchable.
They need to just purge that whole party and bring in people with different ideas.
A monument is being ordered taken down. When I tell you what the monument is, because they deem it offensive,
you
won't believe it.
Let me guess. The Washington Monument, because it appears to be phallic and it's misogynistic and part of the patriarchy.
Close, but no cigar. Same area, though, not far away. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button.
But...
Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio right now if you'd like to talk to us. Area code 239. That is if you're outside of our immediate area. 277-9600. I'll go over the prizes momentarily. 30 minutes away from reverse name that tune. And later on today, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going when we get there. 4 o'clock safe word as well. Could get you a thou. I told you this one's going to make your head spin.
My head's already spinning, yeah. Stan.
Follow me on this because it never ends. Dateline, Bladensburg, Maryland. In Bladensburg, Maryland, there is a memorial to the 49 men from the area who died during World War I. It was
Great War.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It was erected in 1925 by the American Legion. The memorial is known as the Peace Cross and is 40 feet in height. I don't know if I've ever heard of this group. The American Humanist Association is a group representing people who believe in being good without a God.
Good luck with that.
They regard the memorial as unconstitutional because it's a religious symbol.
That's bunk.
Giving the impression that it is only honoring servicemen who were Christians. In 2014, they filed a lawsuit which demanded that the memorial be destroyed, changed, or taken away. On Wednesday, that lawsuit received a ruling from the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals that agreed with their stance.
Oh, my Lord.
The court ordered the memorial must be taken down because it is shaped like a cross.
The court said to take it down.
Take it down. Change it. Well, we're here. What's the ruling? The court ordered the memorial must be taken down because it is shaped like a cross. According to the ruling, the cross is the core symbol of Christianity and therefore a government-sanctioned memorial in the shape is a breach of the separation of church and state.
No.
The court in
Congress shall make no law.
The court, in its 2-1 ruling, stated that an observer would conclude from the memorial that the government endorsed Christianity. It stands on a rectangular base that has the words valor, endurance, courage, and devotion inscribed on it.
What is wrong with people?
According to the executive director of the Humanist Association, a government war memorial should be respectful to all veterans, not just those of a particular religious group. Chief Judge Gregory dissented in the decision. In a separate document, he wrote that the memorial was dedicated to the character of the deceased soldiers who bravely fought for their country and the liberty of others during the war. He believes that the monument dedicated as such cannot violate the Constitution that those men defended. The site is owned and maintained by the Maryland National Capital Park and Planning Commission. They have spent $117,000 managing and repairing the monument. The commission was created by the Maryland General Assembly in 1927 to serve the Montgomery and Prince George's County areas. World War One monument. Well, it's got a cross.
This is insanity. This has got to stop. No more.
277-9600. It just, there's no end in sight. We have Babakusaw. We have Florida International Air Show tickets for the 19th through the 21st. We have Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. We have Pewter Mug North.
You wonder why it's important that we get the right people on the Supreme Court.
Shinedown tickets at Hertz Arena. That's formerly Germain. We also have, we have some tickets to the Redneck Mud Park for November 8th through the 11th. It's their 10th anniversary fall classic. And finally, if you would like to join Jeff Zito in Key West for the day, we've got a pair of tickets on the Key West Express for this Friday. The prize includes a pair of round-trip tickets on the Key West Express, a pair of sampling passes to Papa Pilar's Rum Distillery, Papa Pilar's prize pack at the distillery site, and it's that day. Now, if you want to make arrangements where you can stay at a hotel down there, go to 96krock.com. They've got great discounts. Or you can, after the show's over, come back up. There's the cross, by the way. 277-9600.
That's evil.
Yeah. What do you got for us? Reverse name that tune in about 20 minutes. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Hey, Stan, you know, we look at you guys as a source of news and information in Southwest Florida. Now, you say this storm is going to miss us?
That's what I heard this morning.
I heard the word button hook.
Well, yeah, it's button, hook? It's button hooking.
Don't you guys have a live remote in Key West this weekend?
Yeah, it's not going to affect Key West.
Yeah, it'll be.
You ever get deja vu?
Yeah, stop talking like that.
Okay.
Stop talking like that.
I completely understand
bring
the
up
caller.
Bring up the track, Matt. I want to see if the keys have anything to worry about. I don't believe so.
No.
Because it's out in the Gulf, and then it's going to turn button hook in up at the panhandle.
No, it's not button hooking. It's going in a straight line.
No, it's not going in a straight line. It does this.
Show him.
I saw the map. It does
show
this.
Show him the map, Mr. Button Hook.
277.
I think you'd retire that particular. There it is, right there.
Yeah. What's it doing? It's turning.
It's going straight.
It's not going. How is that a straight line?
One, two, three. It's almost straight. It's almost straight.
It's turning.
It turns only after it hits the state.
You know who's got to be worried? Well,
see, here's
Key
one,
here's
two, three.
Panama City, the Redneck Riviera, has got to be worried right now.
Isn't that where you want to live?
No, but near there. Great housing prices. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good. Who's this?
This is Pete from Bonita.
Hey, Pete from Bonita.
Listen, I got a question for you guys. Okay. I was wondering why the Bill Cosby show is still on television and he's getting residuals sitting in jail.
Because the network...
I thought they took it off.
No, they didn't. And I believe... I don't quote me on this.
Isn't that why that guy was bagging groceries?
I want to say it's the BET network. And they went and made a decision to run it because the message that the show had is still important, regardless that it was Bill Cosby.
And he needs to be freed.
And he needs to be freed. Now, I guess he's, from what I heard, he's made friends with all the guards.
Yep. Well, and he's got his lawyers working on it as far as an appeal, and I think he has a hell of a point. There's a lot of legal technicalities, but this judge explained in his sentencing that he was so harsh on Cosby because he views him to be a danger to the community.
Yes, he had that label put on him.
And he's considered a sex offender and all this stuff. The guy is over 80 years old, and he's blind.
Yep.
And this was so... I've told you how this happened, but the politics of this was a DA trying to make a name for himself. They don't even know, and this is part of the appeal. They don't even know for sure what year this happened. They claimed it happened in 2004.
Right.
It may have been 2003, but they went with 2004 because they needed it for the statute of limitations.
Yep.
And one of the other things that's involved in the appeal is that the judge allowed all of these other women that accused him of things he's never been convicted of to go into the trial. And his lawyer pointed out that while that is allowed establishing guilt or innocence, it is not allowed in the sentencing, and the judge brought it up during the sentencing.
That's a mistrial right there.
It's a show trial.
Yeah, of course it is. They have to have an example. And it's a shame that it turned out to be Bill Cosby.
And I don't know what the actual laws are, but I would think after someone has accepted a settlement, it should not be allowed to be pursued anymore.
Can I say something before we take the other call? And I wanted to say this, and I've never had the opportunity to say it because so many people, and look, Bill Cosby was not a saint and might have done something. All right. And
but he was awfully good to us.
But I will not mention any names.
I don't think you allow your daughter to interact with a dangerous sex offender.
We have over the last, since the Cosby stuff came down, which is, we're going, 5 years now that this stuff has been, 4 or 5 years that this has been buzzing around?
Believe it or not, the criminal element has only been about 3 years.
Well, even stronger to my point. We have had national comedians, African-American comedians, off the air. I will not mention any names. More than one where we are off the air, and these are people that have known him, have told us privately he's getting a raw deal.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the community of comedians, and especially a lot of the older comedians of his own race, are saying he's getting a raw deal. I can't say it publicly, can't say it on the air, but he's getting a raw deal. And these are people that have known him, and some who followed in his footsteps, who will tell us when the mics are off, and I can name them, but I'm not. He's getting a raw deal.
Ironically, there wouldn't be a Hannibal Buress without Bill Cosby.
Correct. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, I just wanted to say I was watching President Trump's rally. I haven't seen a president that happy in a while. Just a smile on his face. It brings that feeling to you, man. I don't know. I just want to express that.
It does. Those rallies are a sight to behold.
They are a sight to behold. And you know what? Sarah Huckabee Sanders made the announcement, his second quarter or third quarter paycheck, he's donating. He doesn't take a salary. And if you take all of this screaming and yelling, I want everybody just to think about this. The country has never been in better shape as far as economically. and with the rest of the world. Unemployment low. Jobs coming back to the country. We're talking to North Korea. We're talking to China. We made a new NAFTA deal, which everybody said was impossible. There's things going on.
He's done things already. Multiple things that...
So, yeah, he should be happy. He should be happy. And he's been there since, what, 2016? And he's got two Supreme Court nominations that have gone through. And he's doing exactly what he said he would do.
And he's in touch. He knows what's going on. And one of the things that he said in that rally that I thought was outstanding, and again, what he's great at is pointing out the obvious. And he's talking to this this crowd in Kansas, and he goes, you know, he's talking about Kavanaugh, and he goes, and as you could see, some people weren't happy. They had 200 people, maybe 200 people screaming at the Supreme Court. He goes, you know, and the news tries to make it look like there's so many people there. He goes, they couldn't fit in the front row here.
That's true. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Ahoy, gentlemen. How are we doing on a Monday?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Oh, not a whole lot. I was going back to the taking down of the statue.
Yes, sir.
What's next? The Statue of Liberty?
Trust me.
This is a blatant anti-Christian.
Yeah,
thing.
This is an anti-Christian thing.
I understand that, but I mean, they're going to say that the Statue of Liberty represents something, and it's offensive to people.
Yeah.
These people need to grow up.
Eventually, that's the way things are going.
Little by little.
These people that are so easily offended are the ones that expect us to sit back as they put a cross in a jar of urine and call it art.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Bill, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, I have a comment again about the statue thing. It's only because my dad gave his life in World War II, and he's up in Bushnell right now. And, it just
God bless him.
Me that they can relate it to religion for people that, you know, gave their lives in the war. It has nothing to do with religion.
Of course not.
It's shocking.
It's totally shocking. And that your dad fought in World War II. This is World War I.
Doughboys.
Yep. That the American Legion put up. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy,
hey, Shark Lover.
Hey, I just wanted to comment about the whole statue thing.
Your phone is horrible, by the way.
You got to speak up.
Oh, okay, hold on. Is this better?
Yeah, well, keep talking and I'll let you know.
Okay. So, in regards to the whole statue, my question is always this, why does it bother people? If you're an agnostic or an atheist or a Satanist or whatever, you should technically be very sound in your beliefs, right?
Yeah, so, but they let us try to say we don't want a mosque in our neighborhood or we don't want this, then we're Islamophobic, but they can attack the cross.
Yeah, I mean, most Christians are not out there trying to, you know, convert everybody under the sun. I mean, I just want to be happy and live my life and be left alone. And it just seems like people who are, you know, are agnostic, atheist, whatever, it's like, you know, you say one thing about believing in Jesus and all of a sudden, you can't do that. No.
It's true. So, thank you.
There's got to be a pushback on this at the grassroots level because most people, Stan, and you know this, most sane people aren't going to get into an argument. They'll just, okay, I didn't know you felt that way. Mm-hmm. I got to go. But that leaves people thinking that everybody agrees with them. And that's what you see with the screaming people.
Yeah. Just one thing to think about, and then I got to take a break, then we're going to play a game. When I was a kid growing up, all these monuments and stuff that they want taken down and things, think about when you were a little kid, you used to go on field trips and you used to go, and the teacher used to take on field trips and read about the soldiers that died, or why this monument is
erected. Our big deal in school was our field trip where the teacher took us to the Civil War battle sites.
And the thing is, and here's something, and I have to brush up on it. I used to know it, but depending on how a soldier is on his horse, whether the horse has a foot off the ground, whether he is the person on the statue is posed in a certain way, reflects on what they did and what the significance of it is. And all of that stuff that where kids are going out on field trips and learning about America. I'm told now, and we've learned about it, there's no more history class in school.
Being taught that America is bad.
We're not. We're the greatest civilization of all time. We'll give you a chance to win when we come back. Reverse name that tune. It is such an easy game. Stan and Haney. Also, safe word at 4 o'clock.
A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past 2 decades, we've been sending them this. Then, they stopped sending the signal. Oh well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. About 19 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a thou. News headlines. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails coming up in about 30 minutes. Wayback Machine in about an hour. We're going to play reverse name that tune here in just a second. I'll go over the prizes. Aaron Walker at Naples Nissan is the man. He loaded up last month 200 bombs and put them on that freighter and sent them out. Now
he knows what he's doing, man.
Yeah, he does. But he also realizes a lot of people would still want to take advantage of that $8,000 minimum trade.
Well, he can't do it forever, can he?
He's continuing it for Rocktober. He doesn't know. He's going to probably have to pile them up back because there's not a freighter there right now. So he's just going to storm it out back. You know, the busted ones that maybe missing a fender, the windshield smashed, all the leather is all cracked, and it's got 3 tires. Bring it in.
Well, you know, I'm no businessman.
Yeah.
But I do have a piece of advice for Aaron Walker.
Yeah.
Because it's evident you're going to need a bigger boat.
Yep. He's going to keep going. One more chance to get $8,000 minimum trade on a brand new 2018 Rogue, Murano, Maxima, Titan. Get rid of that piece of trash for good, and you get a nice new car.
So you can turn that junk into $8,000 towards a brand new Nissan.
Yes. It's the how. You don't have to be a wizard to figure this out. Head down to Naples Nissan, Pine Ridge Road.
What if I got a nice car?
What?
What if I got a nice car?
You'll get more than $8,000.
Well, okay then.
Naples Nissan, Pine Ridge Road, exit 107 off I-75, or you can go right to naplesnissan.com and take a look at all the offers available. $8,000 minimum.
And do not be afraid to drop our name.
Oh, yeah.
It'll help you.
Yep. All right, chance now to win. We haven't done this game in a while, and it's an easy game. We're going to play you a clip.
And this sounds like it would be the hardest game we could come up with, but we found it's almost easier in reverse for some reason. We don't know why.
I don't know if it's the rhythm or the way. It's easy. We're going to play you a clip of a very legendary rock song, but we're going to play that clip in reverse. Your job is to be the first person to identify the artist and the song. If you do so, you'll have your choice of one of the following prizes. A bottle of Stan and Haney Babacu Saw. Pair of tickets to the Florida International Air Show, the 19th through the 20th. A pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. $50 to the Pewter Mug North. A pair of tickets to go see Shinedown in February at the Hertz Arena. Maybe a pair of tickets to the WWE coming back January 6th. We also have a pair of tickets to the Redneck Mud Park for their 10th anniversary Fall Classic in November.
Nice.
or you can join Zito on Friday aboard the Key West Express.
You know, I have to say this before you get into the game.
Yeah.
I just got a look at today's Wayback Machine.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it's special, isn't it?
Well done.
All right, here we go. I will release the phones after we play the first cut in reverse. Your job is to identify the artist and the song. This is not hard.
Seems like it would be, but it's not.
Name the artist and the song. Here it is in reverse. (277) 9600
I'm telling you, it's easier.
Yep. Artist and song. Answer it correctly, you get yourself a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Matthew.
Matthew, what is it?
Glory Days.
By?
The Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, yes.
Regional act.
Yeah, regional. Yes, you got it. You got it. What would you like?
The Hallowed Scream.
Done. I'm going to put you on hold. Hold on. That's how it's done.
Why is it easier? It doesn't make any sense.
No.
I knew it immediately.
Yep. That's the trick in this thing. Now, you don't know what song or artist I'm going to play, and it's being played in reverse, and usually it's going to trigger something in your head. It's a race to see who can get in and answer it, though, because you got to be the first one. Here we're up to reverse song number two, artist and song. Name it.
Aigish.
Name it.
Aigish.
Yeah, here, I'll play it one more time for you.
Aigish.
What is it? 277-9600.
Aigish.
Yeah, it's got a little it's a toe tapper. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve. How are you?
Steve, can you name it?
Yeah, that's the Cars. Shake It Up.
Yes, sir. What would you like?
I didn't hear the prizes. Do you guys have Bernie?
We don't. We have a pewter mug. $50 to the pewter mug north.
That sounds great.
All right, hold on, buddy.
Thanks.
Aigish.
Yeah.
Aigish. Aigish. I like that.
Yeah, it's got its own little deal. Oh, I can't have that jumping around either, though.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it because they insist on a $250,000 CD player that doesn't work.
Let me see if I can reinsert disc.
Your disc is important to us.
Yeah, I hope so. All right, let me see if it registers. There. Okay, there we go. Number three reverse.
You're going to be tough to top a Aigish.
Yeah, I know. Your job, I need the artist, the individual, or the band, and I need the name of the song. First one was a regional act, Bruce Springsteen and Glory Days. That's what we're told in the radio business, by the way.
Regional act.
He's a regional act.
Not popular in this area.
Then we had the Cars and Shake It Up. What could number three be? Be the first one to identify this.
Awesome destiny.
think he can do it?
That's good backwards, too.
Yeah, it is. They're all good backwards. One more time. Ahoy, who's this?
Yeah, this is Billy.
Billy, can you do it?
The Eagles, Take It Easy.
No, sorry, so sorry. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Dan.
What's your first name?
Dan.
Dan.
Dan, what is it?
The Eagles, Take It Easy?
Nope.
No. Did you tell him sorry?
Sorry.
It's too late, he's already gone.
that's not it. It's not it. Ahoy, who's this?
Really? Already gone.
Ahoy, who's this?
It's Steve.
Steve, what is it?
It's the Eagles. It's, I don't know, Peaceful Easy Peel.
Oh, man. What, you got it? Is he there?
No, he's already gone.
Okay.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kevin.
Kevin, can you do it?
Eagles, Already Gone.
Yes! Oh, man. What would you like?
What you got?
Babacusaw, Florida International Air Show, Hollow Scream, Pewter Mug North, Shine Down.
Hollow Scream.
You got it. Hold on.
This victory song.
Woo-hoo!
My.
All right. Three down. Got another one. Artist, song. You got to have them both. A lot of people ask me, oh, it's the Eagles. You had the song wrong. Got to have them both to get a prize. Here you go. Just 277-9600. Here it is one more time for you. Just 277-9600. Artist, song. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel, can you do it?
Jackson Brown, Running on Empty.
It is. Nice job. What would you like?
Do you have the airplane air show tickets still?
Yeah, I've got a pair of tickets to the Florida International Air Show. It's going to be the 19th. Through the 21st, we're going to give you a pair of tickets, okay, buddy?
Awesome, thank you.
All right, hold on. All right, we got one more for you here. A little change of pace, but this should be just as easy. Artist, song. You're going to hear about 25 seconds in reverse. Your job is to identify the artist and the song. Hearing it in reverse, as we've just proven to you, extremely easy. One more for you. Name it. Artist, song.
Hey, 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 hey,
Can you do it?
I like it better backwards.
Yeah, here it is one more time.
That one threw me for a second.
Here it is one more time. Name it. Two seven seven 9600 artist and song. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ryan.
Ryan, can you do it?
I think that Pearl Jam Even Flow.
Yeah, it is. Nice job. What would you like?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the prizes.
Babacusaw, Florida International Air Show, Hollow Scream, Pewter Mug North, Shine Down, WWE.
I'll pick the Hollow Scream.
You got it. Hold on. See how easy that is?
It is.
Everybody a winner. The only one we had problems with was the Eagles song, Already Gone. Because I don't know if it's the rhythm of it or the flow of it. Backwards or front, you can recognize what the song is. I mean, they're all notes, right, Haney?
Yep.
Okay, what does this person want? Absolute Law text line. Guys, I've been listening to you for a long, long time.
But no more.
I used to sing along with that old Dennis Leary song, I'm an A-hole, when I was a kid. The only time I was allowed to cuss. Any way you guys can play that again? We're not allowed to cuss.
Yeah, we're not allowed to play that anymore. We were allowed then, but we're not now.
Janet Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl nip slip. That song cannot be played on the air anymore.
Because it offends you.
Yep. And here's the deal. I tried probably a year, 2 years ago. Because, you know, you can go and snip and edit and all.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it to that song. It is said so many times you don't even know what the song is saying.
Yeah, it destroys it.
It destroys the song. No, we cannot play that song. I'm as sorry as you are. But
you don't know that. You're guessing.
I am, because I'd love to play that song again. But you're right. I would think it's an educated guess. let's see. I'm going to do this.
And then do that.
Yep, because Safe Word is coming up in mere seconds. We had a winner last week.
And I use public toilets, and I'm on the seat.
Yep. Can't do it. Safe Word coming up. I'd stick by your radio. It's coming up in mere seconds. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86, calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
That's speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Whatever happened to Marv Albert?
He's still around. He's just slowing down a little bit.
Because it seems like they don't need him anymore because they got Kevin Harlan.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think Marv Albert still does New York radio, like the Knicks, stuff like that, the Rangers. By the way, you still got about 2 minutes to get the Safe Word in.
Although, given the climate that we're in, I bet he's glad people don't think about him anymore.
Yeah, remember those days. Contact is the Safe Word. Enter it on 96krock.com or on the new K-Rock app. You got right around 2 minutes.
Who knew Marv Albert was a wild man?
Yeah, that was a big scandal in the late
biting
90s.
And scratching?
Yeah, whips and chains. And
jeez.
The whole big thing was, would Marv Albert be mugshot with or without the rug?
Yes!
Remember, that was his marquee call.
Yep. Yes!
Yep.
Bradley from the Key, yes!
Will we ever see Patrick Ewing live up to his pedigree?
Yes!
Marv Albert. Let's get you.
Think about the
what?
Marv Albert. He became famous because he said, yes.
Yeah. Well, he started out in New York, and he had two other brothers that were quite successful, too. Not as successful as him.
And then Dick Enberg was famous because he said, oh, my.
Yep. Yep. Traffic.
That's true. Gotta have the catch.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, these are all in Fort Myers. Hit and run. 14,000 block of South Tamiami Trail. Then we have a crash, Fort Myers, Iona Road and McGregor Boulevard, right by the Speedway gas station. And one more for you, Fort Myers. Crash, Beacon Boulevard, right at the Evangelic Christian School. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news as he's clearing his throat. Let's see. See if he's got those headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
The first Black Friday ad has appeared. And I have some news today that I know for a fact will make heads explode.
What?
In San Carlos Park,
what?
Cape Coral, and North Fort Myers.
What?
There's been a big announcement made by the good people at Natty Light.
You park dwellers. Talking to you, Lehigh Acres, North Fort Myers.
They should just sponsor San Carlos Park, brought to you by Natural Light.
Yep.
Did you see this artist, Banksy?
Yep.
Did you see that?
The old shredder.
That was nice. We will investigate. The word on the street is a man turned himself in just so he could get a better mugshot. We'll look into it. A woman went on the dating website Plenty O' Fish, looking for a hitman to kill her ex-lover.
Capable of anything.
And finally, the California Highway Patrol, your chips.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. CHP pulled over a U-Haul towing an SUV towing a camper. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mark. Laughter. Wait. Come on. You gotta laugh. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Amy?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, today is Columbus Day.
It sure is.
That's what's got Zito so excited.
Yeah, Columbus Day.
And we were taught that Columbus was a great man.
Yeah, we were. He's supposedly dirt now.
That's what they're teaching now, I guess.
We used to get the whole day off from school for Columbus Day. Then they moved it to a half day, and then they felt it's best just go to school.
There used to be parades.
Well, New York still has one. Because I'll tell you, there's certain family members that would make sure that happens or trouble.
Uh-huh. I just want to know when did the commies take over? Because we used to fight them.
Let me tell you something, my friend. Columbus didn't discover America. It was already occupied. Okay? And let me tell you something, if you really want to do some research on this, listen to all this bullcrap. You know what? There's proof that the Chinese were here long before he ever showed up.
What about the Vikings?
And the Vikings. So he should be insignificant
You know,
after all, he enslaved so many people, tried to steal gold by handing them funny looking marbles.
He did. Fake news. And it was so sad because Columbus came like over here with like a bunch of white guys.
Yeah.
And like tricked the peaceful people that were here.
Yeah.
That didn't fight each other or engage in human sacrifice.
Yeah, that never happened.
Or cannibalism.
Yeah, that never happened.
No, they were very civilized people.
Yeah.
And they'd be better off if Columbus had never been here.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't be here. Oh. Oh. As long as the peaceful...
Right on.
Yeah. So can I have your permission now to take my finger and...
Okay.
All right, Freddy.
I have no means, no, I get it. I just go back to my mom's basement. With all that in mind,
yes.
We bring you today's list of the
top
things Christopher Columbus would say if he were alive today.
Top things Chris Columbus would say if he was alive today.
I'm Christopher Columbus, and to take the heat off me, I will publicly state the name of the Washington NFL team is racist. I was famous for bringing back exotic spices to Spain, but today I'd bring back exotic dancers. Now that I've seen how it all turned out, I'm willing to admit that perhaps I was not on a divine mission from God. Look, I only thought the New World was India because I'm not very bright.
Yeah, that's right.
What the hell is BuzzFeed? And why is it demanding I take a quiz to determine which Gilmore Girl I'm most like?
You shut up!
I like to stay with the times.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm renaming my boats the Kim, the Chloe, and the Courtney.
Mama.
In addition to the Nina and the Pinta, I have also christened my newest ship the Alyssa Milano. Boy, I wish I had Waze.
Oh, my God! Oh!
Hey, everybody, make sure you mash that like button and subscribe to my podcast. The Starbucks barista just wrote Amerigo Vespucci on my cup.
Oh, what the...
I love it.
I don't care what you love.
Sure, there were other explorers, but between you and me, I'm kind of proud of myself. At least I didn't land in any asshole country. And finally, the very top thing Christopher Columbus would say if he was alive today.
Yes.
I made infecting people with disease cool way before the Kardashians came along.
That's right.
He has such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com. That's the email, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. This is from Tom. Ahoy, gentlemen. I have been reminded why we live in the greatest country. We have had to endure all of the craziness going on, like this latest Supreme Court debacle and all the other BS that the insane left wing of our government and Hollyweird has thrown our way. It's ironic that the reason that I was reminded was because I watched the movie Pearl Harbor last night. Hopefully, our children are still taught that our country survived and then kicked ass afterwards. Love you guys. Signed, Tom. He lives in Astero. This is from Hilton. Ahoy, guys. My wife went on a bachelorette party to Las Vegas recently and fooled me the same way Dopehead Dave fooled you. She sent me a picture of her girlfriend with a tattoo on her lower back. Turns out it was only temporary. Dave and her are just looking for attention. Be that as it may, I heard you guys earlier last week talking about cats chasing rats. It's true. Cats will not chase large rats. They prefer smaller rodents that aren't a challenge. However, there is an animal that will, a mink. Minks are serious predators.
Really?
Yeah, I've been watching some videos recently from a guy in a link that I sent you. He trains minks to kill rats and other large rodents. Really cool, too. Watch these little guys clean up the neighborhood.
I want to look at that.
P.S. Dave, you've changed. Signed, Hill.
Love it.
Shut up. This is from... it doesn't say. Stan, I heard you talking about your question of the week. You have to see ELO. I saw them last year at Wembley Stadium. Was most amazed by Jeff Lynne and his band. I've also seen the Allman Brothers, Pink Floyd, and Led Zeppelin. Okay, thank you, buddy. That's on my bucket list.
Well, you saw the Allman Brothers.
Yep.
Greg made your girl cry.
Yep. Oh, our buddy Angel.
He's 16 now.
Hey, so I went to my local Walmart and went into the hunting and fishing section, and I saw a Red Ryder BB gun.
You'll put your eye out.
It's amazing they are still made, but apparently there's a law saying you have to be 18 to buy a BB gun, and I still have 4 more years to go. That would make you 14, Angel. I thought you're 16. Many thanks, Angel from Lehigh.
Maybe, don't embarrass him, man.
Maybe Angel's not real. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Boy, this mink really makes quick work of that rat.
Let me tell you something.
That's a rat as big as a cat, too.
And the minks mean.
Oh, they are.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, now that the Kavanaugh issue is behind us, I've got the score. Trump 3, liberal morons nothing. I just don't see how anyone can look at the behavior and the actions of the left and think their agenda is good for the country.
Amen, Guardian. Who's buying this?
I don't know. And as far as the New York Giants go, how do you lose a game on a 63-yard field goal? Poor Eli. On the short bus again. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
Hey. He's done it again!
Eli's got his rings.
He's got them. Forever. When we come back, we're going to take a little trip into the Wayback Machine.
This is a good one, too.
We'll do it when we come back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
Hey, this is Market Manager Brad Beasley. You know, I used to listen to Stan and Haney for many, many years.
When?
But quite frankly, I don't listen to Stan and Haney
anymore. You never did.
And I don't like them.
You never have.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes, in just moments. We're going to take a trip into the Wayback Machine. We're going to look at the bottom of American Top 40. Hits 40 through 36 will tell you where we're going. We'll also get you updated here on traffic in just a second. But first, have you tried Xfinity Wi-Fi? If you haven't, you better. I was telling you last time, ESPN3 streams all the college football games that are out of market.
Amazing.
And with the X1, bam, you can stream it on any device, your tablet, your computer, your big screen TV. You can watch stuff that is out of market.
All those games, you could see them and go, man, I wish I could see it. You can see them now.
Yep, and while your kids are watching something that they want to watch while the games are on, you can go on another device, watch the games. Everybody's happy, all right? And here's also, you got the best Wi-Fi. You want to save even more? Save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. So you got your phone, you got your Wi-Fi, and you're saving money. That's what they do. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $29.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Got to pick up the phone. 1-800-XFINITY.
Restrictions apply.
All right, let's get you updated on traffic.
We have got a great, great way back coming up for you.
It's a good one.
And it is one of those that exists, that exemplifies one of our favorite things about it, about what Top 40 Radio used to be. Included in the way back are songs from multiple genres, but it didn't matter back then. They just play back to back.
Yep, because you were buying them. They were hits. And it really, in those days, young Stan was educated on music.
Mm-hmm. If it's a good song, it plays. It doesn't matter what type of song.
Here you go. Let's get you updated on traffic, and then we'll tell you where we're going.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Couple of things on the board. We'll start Lehigh Acres. Got a crash. Lee Boulevard right by the Dollar Tree. Oh, man. And Fort Myers Beach. Crash. San Carlos Boulevard and Whitewater Court. And you are up to date. Get ready. Great way back machine today. Let's find out where we're going. We're going to look at the bottom of American Top 40 for this week in a particular year.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1975.
Remember, you heard it.
Yeah.
I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again.
With ABBA.
Is it ABBA or ABBA?
ABBA.
I think at one time they were the most valuable Swedish export.
Yep. They're just sending out a little SOS right now.
Oh, Agnetha.
Yeah. Beautiful in her day.
But you have closed your mind. It used to be so nice, it used to be so good. So when you need me, darling, can't you hear me?
AM Gold, baby.
The love you gave me, nothing else can save me. SOS. When you're gone, how can I even try to go on?
Coming through one speaker, Haney. AM Mono.
You seem so far away, though you are standing near. You made me feel alive, but something died, I fear. I really tried to make it out.
A voice of an angel.
You're not kidding.
Vaseline on the lens.
The love you gave me, nothing yep. else can save me. It's all it.
Maybe they'll use that kaleidoscope effect. Then your mom will tell you don't look. That's LSD.
And she knows.
How can I carry on?
That's ABBA. Number 40 this week in 75 SOS. Oh, look what we got coming right up after that. At number 39.
The Pride of Tampa Town.
The Outlaws.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason. So I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I said or maybe things that I felt about you. Sitting in a corner of a crowded barroom. People all around me and I still feel alone. Just when I know I'm gonna break down and cry, someone played a tune that dried the tear from my eye.
There goes another love song, someone singing about me again. There goes another love song, now I need more than a friend. Far from my home, trying to get back to where I know I belong. Wish and a hope that I was already there.
What great harmony.
Yo, it's awesome.
Whispered in my ear, singing. There goes another love song. Someone singing about me again. There goes another love song.
Southern boys know what they're doing.
Number 39, The Outlaws, There Goes Another Love Song. Coming in at number 38, The Ohio Players.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet Sticky Thing.
What's that?
Woo! Yes. Now listen carefully, you'll hear a woman murdered.
No, it's not
that. Oh.
Look at their album covers.
Yeah.
You just go from man to man.
Yeah, you sweet sticky
if
thing.
I can slow you down sometime. I'd like to try and change your mind. You're really not the one to blame. You sweet sticky thing.
Sax man. Scream here in just a second. It was right outside the studio.
Thank you.
thing.
Your behind is full of things. I wish you had a place for me. I'm really trying hard to change your sweet sticky thing.
Album covers feature nude women covered in honey.
Yeah, oh yeah, they had great album covers, very suggestive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there wasn't much to the imagination. You kind of knew. Stick a thing.
Yeah.
And Tipper Gore started getting involved.
Oh, they were before Tipper's time.
I know. That's why they could do it. Until she said enough.
Looky here.
Looky here. That's the Ohio Players. Number 38 this week in 1975. Take a look at what came in at number 37. Been around a long time. Long time.
The old redheaded stranger.
In twilight.
Love
flow,
it.
I see.
Hmm.
Blue eyes crying in rain. Well. Kissed goodbye and parted. I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. Through the ages, I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Casey Kasem had to come on after Willie Nelson and tell you about Jigsaw, blowing it all sky high. Number 36 on the charts this week in 1975.
It's 4:53 on the Big 96. Don't worry about that hurricane, folks. Going to blow right on past. There's nothing but blue skies here in Fort Myers.
Well, beautiful. You still got it. You still got it. You still have it. Even with all the memory lapses and stuff that you have, you still got it.
Junior didn't know I could do that.
I gave you love. I thought that we
everybody loved this song.
Yeah. It was a hit. It was a K-Tel hit, too.
This is one you turned it up when it came on.
You've blown it all sky high by telling me alive without a reason why. You've blown it all sky high.
Oh, you got it.
You've blown it all.
You're welcome.
Sky.
You wondered if I'd do it, didn't you?
You know what? Some days I don't ask you.
Could have touched the sky.
I appreciate
that. You've blown.
because
you've blown it all sky high, telling me a lie without a reason why. You've blown it all sky high. You've blown it all sky high.
Don't hurt yourself.
Nah, that's fine. Feeling good, feeling good. That horn.
I hear it.
You've blown it all sky.
The
makes you want to go play football or something.
Number one song in the land this week in 1975 was Neil Sedaka and Bad Blood. Now get a load of who else was on the charts at that time. This is in the bottom half. You had Barry Manilow, Bruce Springsteen, George Harrison, John Fogerty. It's incredible. The amount of talent that was on American Top 40, the lower half in 1975 this week.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Pointer Sisters. Well, they got Art Garfunkel here. That kind of puts a big thing in it. Spoke in your wit. There it is. This was number one.
This is awesome. Sing along with that part.
Yeah.
Bad love is taking you for a ride. The only good thing about bad blood is that the sky.
Okay, my favorite part's coming
back up.
Do run, do run, do 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 run, run. Do run, do run, do 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 run, run. Do run, do run, do 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 run, run. Do run, do run, do 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 run, run. Bad blood. Talking about bad blood. Do run, do run, do 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 run, run. Do run, do run, do 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 run, run. Do run, do run, do 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 run, run. Bad blood. I'm talking about bad blood.
Bad blood. The bitch is in the smile.
Mark Haney, don't you say that again. But I'm singing with the song.
Talk like that.
I will wash your mouth out with soap. I will turn this bar around.
Mark Haney and the News is next. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Do run, do run, run.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Mark Haney and the News. In just moments, we'll also get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Roger Marley going to be in at 6 o'clock, and he will have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. And, you know, this is getting to be a regular stopping area for the WWE because they're going to be coming back the first part of 2019. All this week, we have your tickets to the WWE returning.
Finally, yep. The WWE has returned.
January 6th at Hertz Arena, formerly Germain Arena. I drove by it. They haven't changed the signage yet on the thing. They're going to take that all down, and they're still battling about whether to make the whole thing yellow. They're bringing the big names.
I thought it had to be Mediterranean.
I don't know what the deal is. I don't know what code enforcement is. I think that's why they're talking about it. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Bryan Wyatt, Matt Hardy, whole bunch more. Tickets will go on sale this Friday, but you can win them right here all week long on 96K Rock. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
A road watcher checking in. We appreciate that. Just happened. Accident. Palm Beach Boulevard and Parkview right there in Fort Myers Shores. Also Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle. South Tamiami Trail and Gladiolus Drive. And on Fort Myers Beach, still working this, crash, San Carlos Boulevard and Whitewater Court. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News with Dan Rather substituting for Walter Cronkite. And in Washington, Ike Pappas, Marvin Kalb, Bob Schieffer, Roger Mudd, Daniel Shore, Terry Drinkwater at Camp Pendleton, California, David Dick in Niceville,
David
Florida,
Dick.
And Roy Caron in Marshalltown, Iowa.
You ever been there?
Hi, I'm Gara Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, Rocktober 8th.
Yeah!
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you did not know.
I didn't say double M, X, V, triple I.
Fine. It's Rocktober.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Rip the knob off.
Turn it off! Rip the knob off. Yeah!
Yeah, it's Rocktober.
It's Rocktober.
Yeah!
It's Rocktober.
Yeah!
Where's Rocktober?
Rocktober!
Thank you!
How much money do you suppose Michael Jackson has made since he died?
A lot. All those guys, Elvis, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, just unbelievable sums of money. I don't know. $100 million.
Since he died, Michael Jackson has earned approximately $2 billion.
Well, there you go. Well, the Jackson estate.
And whoever's getting that money was very happy he died.
Yep. It's true.
Because he was problematic. Mm-hmm. We need to focus on the catalog, not this weirdness.
Yep.
Demerol.
Yep. Yeah, he wasn't earning like he used to.
He's taking Demerol.
Yeah, remember that song?
We were fortunate enough.
We sure were.
To get to speak to the founder of Wendy's, Dave Thomas.
Yeah, we did. We had him on the show and his business philosophy.
A saint of a man.
Yeah.
And if I remember correctly, he was on to talk about adoption because he himself had been adopted.
Yep.
And wanted to talk about it. Before he founded Wendy's, he had a different job.
Really?
Yeah, he worked for KFC.
Well, he learned from a good business model. That Colonel Sanders was a son of a bitch. You didn't go by his standards. He'd shut you down. He'd shut you down.
And he'd show up out of nowhere and inspect you.
Yeah, in a station wagon.
Mm-hmm. My God, is that Colonel? It is Colonel Sanders. Give me a rag.
Yep.
Where do the holes in Swiss cheese come from?
I would assume. Don't ever assume, because you make an ass out of you and me.
Bum, 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 bum.
I would guess that from the fermentation and the curdling of all that, that it would have air bubbles form and would make...
That makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah.
But what they say is the holes in Swiss cheese come from microscopic hay particles.
What? How does that make sense? Hay particles?
Well, I guess there's hay in the barn. And you know what they say, if there's hay in the barn...
Yep. There's barn in the hay.
Steve Jobs. You know, certain people worship that man.
Yeah.
I never thought he was all that.
He was a good visionary.
He was a salesman.
Of course he was. He saw things as they want to be.
Exactly. You know, as long as we're ripping people a new one for their behavior in high school, it's my job to let you know that Steve Jobs had a 2.65 GPA in high school.
That's about a C+.
Going nowhere fast, son.
Yep.
Carrie Underwood.
What about her?
Well, we know her from American Idol.
That's where she got her start.
She's smart.
Is she?
Carrie Underwood actually earned college credit for being on American Idol. Being on American Idol helped her get her degree in mass communications from Northeastern State University in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to get an internship or do something in the field to get credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, I was on national TV on American Idol, and did she win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Or did she come in second?
No, she won.
Wins the whole thing, and you get college credit for it. I did what I'm supposed to do. You went down to the local tavern and sang on open mic night. I was on national television and won. Did she win? Was she a second placer?
I don't know, but I do know that they don't view 30 years of radio as being worth any college.
They don't, credit. And I don't understand that.
Well, folks, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
Even though it is still very early in...
Uber. Sorry, that was my bad.
He was on it.
He was on it. Try it again.
Rocktober.
Not you. Again, and then you hit it. Try it again.
All the way from the top?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's...
That. Rocktober.
Oh, what are you doing? Hey!
From the top?
Yeah, from the top. Give it a countdown.
Three. Well, for him or you?
No, I'm ready. I don't need a countdown. I need you to...
I'm not doing a countdown because it'll confuse him. Well, you know, folks...
Oh, it's starting and I talked over you.
Well, you know, folks, it's that time of year again.
Rocktober!
From the top again?
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. I'll signal you. Go ahead, Annie.
You know, folks, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
And even though it's still early...
Rocktober!
Close enough.
even though it's still early in, and then he could hit that. Try it again.
From the top?
Yes. Roll them.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
I'm familiar. The story, the it's that time of year again.
I'm sorry, I lost my place.
I know you did. I'm trying to help you here.
That was
from
coming
the top,
up next.
From
All
the
right.
top.
You know, folks, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
And even though it's still early in...
Rocktober!
The first Black Friday ad has already been released.
Oh, you're kidding.
It's from the good people at Harbor Freight. I guess they're first.
Harbor Freight.
Mm-hmm. Black Friday.
What kind of sale they got going on?
Hammers.
Harbor
nails.
Freight.
If you want them brand new,
right,
that is.
Right. If you want them used, I got a place where you can go.
Yep. Do we want to take a break now?
Sure, we can take a break if that's what you'd like, Haney.
Well, I think I should save the next one for good news.
Okay.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I am about to bring you good tidings, San Carlos Park, Cape Coral, North Fort Myers,
Lehigh Acres, Alva,
and others. The good people at Natty Light know their customer. They realized that for some, a 30-pack is simply not enough.
Especially if you're going into a holiday weekend.
So Natural Light has responded by releasing their brand new 77-pack.
What?
The new Natty Light 77-pack comes in a sturdy, hexagon-shaped cardboard box with sturdy handles.
Easy carry.
Which you will need because a 77-pack of Natty Light weighs about 65 pounds.
I'm looking at it right now. Brilliant!
So if you're picking up a couple, they come on pallets.
Yeah.
People will buy that.
I know they will. I know. There's no guesswork about that. They'll buy that. Natty Light.
Oh.
It's got to be ice cold.
And now the bad news.
What's the bad news?
We don't know how long before they get full distribution. Right now, they are only available in College Park, Maryland.
Oh, come on. Stop teasing people like that.
Where the college kids just can't get enough of it.
Oh, I bet.
No word on when they will go nationwide.
They will. They will.
I mean, is that what it looks like when you've lost all self-respect?
Yeah. Yes. That's,
We know people that would buy that.
I know we know
people. Some of them no longer with us, but...
That's, seriously, that's one trip to the store and no worries. Until a Monday.
And it says right there on the sign, 77 natties.
Yep. Easy carry. It's got the handle and everything. Looks like a cardboard keg. And inside, cans of goodness.
Yep. The cans that let you be yourself. Never underestimate the power of vanity, especially on the social media generation.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 20-year-old gent named Ahmad Ibrahim. Ibrahim.
Ba-ba-ba.
Ba-ba-ba. From Randall County in northern Texas. And last week, the sheriff's department posted his old mugshot on Facebook because he was wanted for drug possession, which was a violation of his probation. And he actually left a comment on their post of his mugshot.
What a stoop.
Saying, quote, "Why couldn't y'all get a recent picture? I'll be in so y'all can do that." This was not a comment made in jest. He went to the police station and demanded a new, updated mugshot. He didn't have to demand. They would have done it anyway.
Oh, my God. Here's my question. Which one was the bad one?
Which one does he object to?
Yeah. because both of them, he's slack-jawed with his mouth open. Which one does he like, and which one doesn't he like?
New one's on the right.
Okay. I guess, you know, his hair grew out a little bit, and he wanted to have a good picture, so he
he's got
cocked his head.
Different do.
Yeah.
I don't see things going well for him.
No.
Good luck, son.
Yep. You're gonna need it.
Better learn to say sir.
I don't think he said that in his entire lifetime.
Well, I imagine that at one point there will be a certain judge that will insist that he learns.
Yeah.
20-year-old Avalon Fishback.
What?
Lives in Guthrie, Oklahoma.
Oh,
And she.
What?
She.
What's the first name?
Avalon Fishback.
Okay.
She recently went on the Plenty of Fish dating app after her boyfriend had the nerve.
The
unmitigated gall to dump her. She was not looking for his replacement either. She was simply looking for someone willing to kill him. She began chatting with two different gents and attempted to hire them as hitmen. She made offers to at least four men total, including two on Plenty of Fish, one on Snapchat, and another one who said she offered him $600 cash.
$600!
One of the Plenty of Fish guys agreed to do the job for $1,000, but she backed out when she learned he was already facing charges for something else. So she probably thought he had too much heat on him to do the job.
Right.
The other guy she met on Plenty of Fish went the other direction, towards the police. And now she's facing charges for first-degree solicitation of murder. 20-year-old Avalon Fishback.
Take a look at her. She's a mean one. That woman will kill you.
You saying she's like what Tony Joe White calls a straight razor toting woman?
Yep. Oh, yeah. And she's one of them to keep the razor blade in her mouth. So when she acts like she's going to kiss you, suddenly from underneath the lip, the razor blade comes out and she cuts your throat.
Or what have you.
Or what have you down below there, how to do.
You're talking about her like she's a Saigon whore.
I'd look at her eyes.
Oh, she is perpetually angry.
Yep.
She doesn't need a reason. When she gets a reason, forget it.
That is just just an anger ball right there. That, and can you imagine the poor guy probably breaking up, trying to get away from her? He knows what she's capable of, and we're going to break up. No, well, I'll have somebody kill you for $600.
Look, Avalon, I don't think it's unreasonable to not be with somebody when you wake up with a knife to your throat.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's unreasonable?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Mother.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. We know lots of law enforcement people.
Yeah, we do.
And it is amazing the things that they see on a daily basis.
Yep.
The California Highway Patrol pulled over a driver outside of Sacramento last week. The reason?
What?
They weren't going fast enough. They were doing 30 miles an hour on the interstate.
Jeez.
But they did have a reason as to why they were driving so slowly.
Oh, really?
They were towing some stuff.
Huh?
Now, the man they pulled over was driving a U-Haul truck. Maybe he's a little, you know, unconfident with it.
Yeah.
Behind the U-Haul was a car trailer that had an SUV on it.
Okay.
That's a lot to deal with.
Yep.
And the car trailer with the SUV on it, that was towing a camping trailer.
What?
And that particular daisy chain was so unstable that going super slow was really the only option available to the driver. And just to make it even less safe, the SUV was only attached to the trailer by a few straps on the front tire. The CHP didn't say exactly what the guy was charged with, but they did mention that he, quote, was not licensed in the proper class to tow this particular combination.
Look at this.
That's insane.
That
is insane.
Who in their right mind?
Right mind.
Jeez. And plus, take the interstate doing 30.
How does that appear to be a good idea to anybody?
It's not.
I mean, you'd think just as you were putting the hitches on, you'd go, whoa.
Something ain't right here.
And that's the news for today, Monday.
Rocktober.
Double M XV Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
I guess things are calming down nicely. We're getting back to normal after all the Kavanaugh controversy.
Yeah.
I guess the president says he and Rod had a nice chat.
Yes, they had a nice chat on Air Force One. Trump will stir it up again tonight because Kavanaugh's already been sworn in by Kennedy, but he's going to have a special prime time swearing.
Well, he was sworn in by Kennedy and Roberts,
and
now we have the TV special.
Love it.
Salt in the wound.
Yep. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
What are you listening to? This transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen?
Stan and Haney.
It's a real radio and it works great. Can I build one too? Sure. All you have to do is put together all the parts that come in the kit. The transistor, the tuner, and the separate loudspeaker for broadcasting. Can you do your own broadcasting too?
Yeah, sure. I'll do the announcing with this microphone while you work the radio. This is radio station
96. Do it yourself.
Do it yourself radio station.
Oh, boy, we're radio engineers.
Oh, boy.
Fellows, get
your Stan and Haney
radio at your favorite toy store.
Stan and Haney,
96 K-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Yeah, here. Just like spinning Marty down at the Triple R. Yippee-i-a, yippee-o.
The do-it-yourself radio station.
Because you're lucky to have a job.
That's what we've been told for roughly about 30 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. Let me tell you something about the radio business very quickly. Haney and I started in this business in 1982. That's 36 years ago.
Oh, yeah. You just got a Kavanaugh. And,
yeah.
That's when we got in radio when what's her name was having one beer.
Yeah. Now, look, there's ups and downs in radio, but you don't stay in this business for 36 years and not bring anything to the table. However, the management will always remind you that you're lucky to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been doing it for 36 years. There's something there, isn't there? What is that combined?
Too much.
70-something years.
Too much. That's too much. We could be on the Supreme Radio.
The what Supreme Radio?
Well, he was a lawyer, then a judge.
Yes,
now he's a Supreme Court justice.
We should be on the Supreme, but our college background, our high school background.
Oh, yeah. We'd never get confirmed.
No. Yeah. Not Take a look at that yearbook.
It would be nice to be nominated, though.
Now,
it would be.
K-Rock traffic. One thing on the board. It's in Lehigh Acres, and of course, it's a hit and run. At Paddock Street and Alabama Road South. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
We need bullies, Matt. You think kids were nice to Mark Zuckerberg in high school? He invented Facebook after somebody smacked him in the face with a book. He invented Facebook just to get friends. We need bullies. Pressure makes diamonds. Not hugs. So I hug a piece of coal and watch what you get. You get a dirty shirt. I'm telling you, we need bullies. That's why there's so many fat kids in school right now. Because there's nobody to take their lunch money. You know what they buy with all that money? Seconds.
Have yourselves a great evening. Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock. He's going to have a safe word for you that could net you $1,000. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. There's a woman in Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Parul Patel.
Ah, good old Jacksonville name.
And she has a convenience store, and it's right next door to two labs that do blood and urine work. And she has had it. She is now banning people from coming into her store, going up to the microwave, and warming up urine.
We've heard this story before.
We got sick and tired of people bringing in their urine containers. They're just random people walking. And when we try to stop these kind of people, they become so aggressive with us. She started cussing at me. And she said, well, where is the sign that says you can't use this for this kind of purpose? And that gave me an idea. I said, you know what? If that's what you're asking me, then I'll put the sign saying this is only for food use and not to use for your urine or anything else.
Simple enough.
Doesn't that destroy the sample?
I don't know what the deal is. They're trying to make like it's, you know, fresh, clean urine.
Yeah, but you would think if the
microwave,
if the molecules and all that are scrambled, it would destroy the sample. Like when they went to look at it, they go, well, this is all messed up.
Laughter. Wait, come on. You gotta laugh. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Amy?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know,
put up.
What about the Vikings?
And the Vikings. So he should be insignificant.
You know,
after all, he enslaved so many people, tried to steal gold by handing them funny-looking marbles.
He did.
Fake news.
And it was so sad because Columbus came, like, over here with, like, a bunch of white guys.
Yeah.
And, like, tricked the peaceful people that were here that didn't fight each other or engage in human sacrifice.
Yeah, that never happened.
Or cannibalism.
Yeah, that never happened.
No, they were very civilized people.
Yeah.
And they'd be better off if Columbus had never been here.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't be here. Oh. Oh. As long as the peaceful...
Right on.
Yeah. So can I have your permission now to take my finger and...
Okay.
All right, Freddy.
No means no. I get it. I just go back to my mom's basement. With all that in mind,
yes,
we bring you today's list of the
top
things Christopher Columbus would say if he were alive today.
Top things Chris Columbus would say if he was alive today.
I'm Christopher Columbus, and to take the heat off me, I will publicly state the name of the Washington NFL team is racist. I was famous for bringing back exotic spices to Spain, today I'd bring back exotic dancers. Now that I've seen how it all turned out, I'm willing to admit that perhaps I was not on a divine mission from God. Look, I only thought the New World was India because I'm not very bright.
Yeah, that's right.
What the hell is BuzzFeed? And why is it demanding I take a quiz to determine which Gilmore Girl I'm most like?
You shut up!
I like to stay with the times.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm renaming my boats the Kim, the Chloe, and the Courtney.
Mama.
In addition to the Nina and the Pinta, I have also christened my newest ship the Alyssa Milano. Boy, I wish I had Waze.
Oh, my God! Oh!
Hey, everybody, make sure you mash that like button and subscribe to my podcast. The Starbucks barista just wrote Amerigo Vespucci on my cup.
Oh, what the...
I love it.
I don't care what you love.
Sure, there were other explorers, but between you and me, I'm kind of proud of myself. At least I didn't land in any asshole country. And finally, the very top thing Christopher Columbus would say if he was alive today.
Yes.
I made infecting people with disease cool way before the Kardashians came along.
That's right.
He has such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby. Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.